This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A state budget veto last year by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers that extended by 400 years the end date for annual $325 increases in per-pupil spending limits for public schools in the state is getting a close look by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The seven justices heard oral arguments Wednesday in a lawsuit challenging Evers changing the end date from the fiscal year 2024-25 to the year 2425. Petitioner's lawyer Scott Rosenow says the state court has often looked at whether a governor has exceeded the powers of the office, but the justices have left one question unanswered.
May a governor use the partial veto power to extend a duration? The answer is no, and this court should hold that the 400-year veto is unconstitutional for two independent reasons.
Rosenow says those reasons are that Evers exceeded partial veto powers in the state constitution by not approving part of what the legislature wrote and created a new word, 2425. The lawyer representing the governor, state school superintendent, and Wisconsin's secretary of state, Colin Roth, says he understands initial skepticism about the 400-year veto, but Roth pointed to his interpretation of several past court rulings.
What the court has said is that the only test under the Constitution, Article 5, Section 10, 1B, is that a complete and workable law remains.
Roth says the legislature has other options for challenging a governor's veto power. Those include beginning work on a proposed constitutional amendment to send to voters, and one such effort is underway. Or Roth says the lawmakers could override a veto, write laws differently, or keep policy out of the budget bill. But all of the justices raised questions about the 400-year veto. If that signals they oppose it, at best for Evers, the veto language may be remanded or sent back to him for changes. The oral arguments contained one very odd moment when petitioner's attorney Rosenow suggested if the justices kept their review simple, their decision could be as short as 20 paragraphs. The reply...
Have you read our opinion?
We're great at that.
The laughter continued for about 15 seconds. Rosenow also laughed and then said he meant 20 pages. A ruling is expected in the next few months. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.